Great job by Andy and Randy in talking with both Coach and Matt Ryan, and you'll get a chance to hear what both of them had to say. But Charles, thank you for listening. Do you feel a bit better? Do you not feel better? What are your thoughts right now?
You know, in the beginning, I was a little not happy about it, but when I really thought about it, you know, and looked at it, I think it's a good fit. I actually think it's a great fit, actually, if they give him a chance to do what he needs to do. 2 or 3 years. I mean, not come in and win right away, but I think he can get the job done. So it's a great fit. I believe I'm good with it.
Charles, appreciate you. Thank
yeah,
you.
I mean, I don't have the patience that Day-Day or Charles has right there. I mean, I got to win now. I think in this division, it's certainly doable because we've seen it. Nine wins is kind of the benchmark. You know, are you telling me we can't crank out one more win? Because that's basically what your tax with doing. Give me one more year.
Yeah.
Give me one more win. And yeah, I hope they can get it done. Because I think, you know, the basic blocking and tackling that unfortunately just is what it is, Carl, that didn't happen in the previous regime.
I would agree.
You know, accountability and special teams. You know, no dumb timeouts. No delay of game penalties. No self-inflicted stuff. Things like that.
Yeah, being a really good disciplined football team. The irony, you know what, is we were one of the least penalized teams.
Right.
Last year.
It just seems that when it happened, it cropped up at the worst possible time.
And it set you back. Yeah. That's what's crazy about it. It's Dukes and Bell, 404-726-0929. You can join the conversation as we are reviewing a lot of what was said this afternoon and kind of, you know, just taking it all in, man. I want you to hear Matt Ryan. And by the way, let me say this, too. This is a sidebar. Mike and I were talking about Terry Fontenot and Raheem. And Fontenot's tenure here, remember, it was two coaches, right?
Right.
Most GMs don't get three. But I will say this, as cool as Terry was, you didn't know him. You didn't trust him. You really didn't. When you thought he was cooking, he wasn't. And when he was cooking, you weren't sure. And what I mean by that is this his pick? Or is he picking these players? Is he allowed to do things? And here's what's changed, Mike, and this is just a general observation. You know Matt Ryan. You trust him. He won a lot of games for you. He has been the face of this city and this franchise for a very long time. And now with him out in front of this new dynamic,
right?
I just feel like, Mike, there is a little bit more of, and this is what I was seeing too during the presser because I was kind of laughing when he was speaking was, yeah, Matt, we trust you. You immediately are going all in because you feel like he knows what he's talking about and he knows what he's doing. I feel the same way. But, Mike, I do think that's helping this situation where we currently are. Not taking anything away from Terry. I know he gave it 110% right. to try to make this work. But this feels different because you have a trust already with the guy that's the face.
I think you should have, to Carl's point, I think there's always going to be some folks who, for whatever reason, have an agenda with Matt. Whatever, man. I'm with Carl. Who knows this team better? As we said, no, he's not going to be Matt doesn't know exactly about the cap and all that stuff from the gym. Yeah, there's people that do that. I think people get obsessed with the small details. They're going to have a general manager who's going to be his partner in this. And you know, he did say in his introductory press conference, he's going to let these guys do their jobs. But there's got to be that synergy you talked about. I know we get hung up on, we hate these buzzwords, collaboration, collaborative effort. But it's pretty simple. Here's the mission. We want a physical football team. We obviously know, yes, we're going to go get skill position guys, et cetera. But we want to be able to run the football, develop Michael Penix Jr. We've got a great young defensive nucleus. How do we work with that? There's the mission statement. Let's go. Not that complicated. So and again, getting a play, just for argument's sake, if it is Lippert from the Texans, there's a team which is drafted perfectly when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. Has done a really hell of a great job. Now, they got to improve their quarterback. That's not his job. But they put the pieces on the field.
Yeah, they did. Let's hear Matt Ryan talk about Kevin Stefanski and how, when they spoke, he matched the vision in which Matt saw and what he thinks this team can be.
And he separated himself, number one, in the alignment of vision for the football team. He wants smart, tough, highly competitive players and coaches that are open to being held accountable and holding each other accountable. He's an excellent communicator. He's clear, he's concise, and he's direct. And I think that style of communication lends to connection, which is so huge amongst players and coaches, but also coaches and coaches.
Now, again, Matt had nothing to do with the previous two hires, Carl, and not putting words in his mouth. But even with a guy that we got along with both, we got along great with Raheem and Arthur, but sometimes there was a lot of stuff being said, and I was having a hard time trying to parcel, get the substance out of it. Just keep telling it like it is. You know, and I think that's – they also talked to a lot of his former players and players that worked with him around the league, and they got a good report on him.
Yeah, man.
It's just – we don't want a BS artist, you know. And I don't want – we know something's not working. I don't want to hear sunshine. I don't want everyone to look at the tape. I want to hear how you're fixing it. You know, I want to see you fix it. And more importantly, you know, telling me how you're going
to
fix it.
Yeah, look, to your point about talking to guys, you can be great in these job interviews. But what your peers say about you carries a lot of weight. And what your players and former players say about you carries a lot of weight. And that is, honestly, I think what got Kevin Stefanski this job. I don't think Kevin went in there and did anything super spectacular, Mike, that probably Arthur Blank at this point in his life hasn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start talking to other people and they're like, dude, that wasn't his fault. Dude, he's a really good communicator. Man, he knows how to talk and work with other coaches. And you start getting all this feedback, and all of a sudden, it is about your references. And guys, in real life, it's no different. Your life, whatever your job is, more than likely you're going to get your next job based on that. It has nothing to do with Mike. He's got 20 years experience. There were guys that were more experienced than he is being in the league. There are guys who've called plays and done more. But those things matter. And I think that's why you can go from a bad situation, which I think Cleveland was, to maybe coming here and turning this around. That is what gives me a little bit of hope. Again, I'm not all sunshine today with we're going to Super Bowl.
Right.
But I do feel better. That's where I'm sitting. And look, I've been, I told you, I talked about Stefanski weeks prior to him getting hired, and people didn't like it. And then you see the record, and then all this nonsense started, Mike, and we tried to debunk that. But the fact of the matter is, I think he did a really good job of handling what he needed to handle today.
Right. And as we said before on the show, I mean, you can have a killer press conference and not do the job on the field, or you can have a horrible press conference and win a Super Bowl, you know, like a Sirianni in Philly. So the work now continues and begins and continues. Creflo Nickel hits us up, Carl and Mike.
Creflo!
I love this guy. He says, what I heard today, parentheses finally, was a combination of front office competence paired with coaching competence and experience. It'll be several months before we get to see if that's actually the case. Exactly. But, you know, they wanted a guy who's been there and done that. Now, and as I said, if you were like me and you wanted something fresh, if Kubiak might not even get a job in this hiring cycle. He may go back to the Seahawks. They're just like Ben Johnson did a year ago with Detroit. But if he does get a gig, we'll compare and contrast. But that's what they were looking for. Matt wanted people that had been there. And there was a degree of competence, you know, I think you felt that to a degree from the interview.
One other thing from Matt, guys, it's Dukes and Bell talking about how he is defining the vision for this team. Remember, Arthur Blank used this word a lot when he introduced Matt, Mike. We were sitting there and he was like, the vision, Matt will lay out right. The vision for the team. Yeah. So here's what Matt says he wants to see. And this
we wanted a detailed, tough, physical football team. On offense, we want an offense that has the ability to run the football, that is going to be explosive with the pass game off of the run. On defense, we're going to stop the run. We're going to be physical against the run. In the pass game, we're going to affect the quarterback physically, and we're going to affect him mentally as well, with disguise, with the way that we play coverage. And then on special teams, we were looking for a unit that was incredibly detailed, that plays with great effort and strain. So it really set up the format for what we were looking for from the head coaching candidates that we spoke to.
Yeah, man, you and I were just talking off the air. It kind of reminds me a little bit about the team that Matt took over when he was drafted in 2008. Really physical, a real nasty offensive line, rugged defense. You know, and they got after it, and that's why they were able to go to the playoffs his first year. So I like that. I like that part. I don't know who would not like that part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, what happened the last couple of years? Arthur Blank hired these guys. Now, yes, he ultimately signs the checks, and he signed off on this, and yes, he did grill the steak. Garrett Chapman asked him that question. But Matt went and found Stefanski and said, this is the guy you're going to hire, Arthur. And Arthur said, okay.
Yes.
So that let's just by having Arthur not making that decision, that's a check. That's something on the positive side. I have to say it. It's
no,
true.
It is. And this is what he had to do. He had to empower Matt to make these decisions.
Right.
That's what he did.